This is Anna Carmu with UN News. When Hurricane Maria devastated Dominica last year, it was a wake-up call for Canada's former international goalkeeper, Karina LeBlanc, to step into the climate change fight. With many family ties to the Caribbean island, she changed the way she eats and began biking to work, and says that it's time for all of us to wake up and be part of the solution. The UNICEF ambassador and former Olympian, who played in 5 World Cups, is committed to doing her bit to save the planet, as she told UN News' Yasmina Guerda at the COP24 Climate Change Conference in Poland on Tuesday, where the UN launched the Sports for Climate Action framework to involve more athletes in the fight.
I think for me, I've competed in a couple Olympic Games, at the pleasure of winning a medal for my country, and you know, playing in 5 different World Cups for my country. It's one of those things, but at some point, as an athlete, you start to see the platform that you have, and you see your voices for a reason and the power of using it. So today I had the honor of going in and being a keynote speaker after the amazing Prince Albert II of Monaco, and I think it was just to challenge everyone, not just athletes, to use their voice in the different ways. Whether you have a reach of Cristiano Ronaldo, who has 360 million followers, or you're a teacher who has a classroom of kids, it's about starting the conversation on how we can all impact change in just in our daily lives, but using the platforms we have to really help this change in this race that we're in, to help the world understand the importance that everybody plays a role in the climate.
And concretely, how can sports actually help spread the message?
I think for me, today was more about challenging other athletes to use their voices. You know, opening game of a World Cup will draw billions of people paying attention. And, you know, you have the young girl, for me, like that, when you sign their autograph, they look up to you with that eyes. And using that platform, not in that moment, but just to be like, you know, I ride my bike to work, or I ride my bag to practice, or the food I'm eating is more environmentally friendly. I think as athletes we have this difficulty now where you want to get protein after your practices because that helps replenish it. But now challenging what we've always known is, let's put the beef in, but maybe we put other sources into our bodies. Infrastructure from federations, making it more environmentally friendly. I know FIFA's just done stuff to try to incorporate people being more environmentally friendly in the way they get to the World Cups, in the ways, it's just different things that different associations can do. And I think for me right now, one of the biggest things I'm realizing, especially after today, is when you step up and speak, people listen. So having the messaging and just making people be more mindful. Athletes need to be more mindful, but the fans who come to the games, the organizations, I think everybody needs to be more mindful.
Overall, is sports an industry where there's a lot of waste happening and a lot of behavior that needs to be changed?
I think everybody has behaviors that need to be changed. It's not just in the sports world, but I think in the sports world we have a reach and we have people watching and we have an audience. And it's figuring out the way of, again, it starts with educating ourselves on how we can be better for the environment. And then once you have that, just having the conversations and speaking in everyday life of ways you can be doing that. But I think it's different in the structure. We just heard like Paris 2024, they're going to be changing some of their things and making sure it's almost like the idea, the poster child of how do you hold an event but make it good for the environment. I know FIFA with the Women's World Cup, that's part of the plan too, the IOC. When you have big organizations stepping up and saying, this is an issue, we need to do something, I think it starts there. You need to start using, as they were speaking about today, using the athletes as ambassadors to be like, okay, you know, this is what I'm doing differently. Or we just heard of the Forest Green Rovers. That club, from top to bottom, they're making a wood stadium. Their athletes are all vegan. I've never heard of that. And I think it's an interesting conversation, but it's something for us to start waking up and saying we all play a role. And it's not, scientists have shown that this is not if there's a problem, it's definitely a problem. But now it's how do we go about being part of the solution.
Have you already, other than the example you just cited, started seeing a change in the sports world, an awareness?
Yeah, I mean, when you start to see clubs being all green, that starts the conversation. And I think that's where you're going to see more clubs replicating that. I think for me, and that was one of my aha moments, because you don't really hear about that, even in diet. I mean, I think what we consume is a big problem. We're not saying every athlete needs to become vegan, but if you could be more mindful of the way that we eat, if you could be more mindful in the way that we cook, in the speak, it's everyone plays a role. And I think especially today, the athletes have the biggest platform, but every single person on this earth plays a role. And I think that's where we can be the ambassadors to the voices of being like, yes, you don't need to have a following of 10 million or 5.5 million like some of our female athletes have, but you could be a mom at home with one kid and you can impact how, what you're doing for the environment with that one person. And I think that's what's interesting.
And as a UNICEF ambassador and inspiration for a lot of girls, now you're adding this sort of to your portfolio of things that you want to push for. What is your next step? What do you think you can do yourself, Karina LeBlanc, in this particular sphere?
Listen, I think part of it is living it. I think I'm way more mindful now than I've ever been. Something as small as I just moved to Florida, Miami, as head of women's football for CONCACAF. And the reality is, even when I was looking for a place, they're like, you know, Miami is going to be underwater in a couple of years. Or I chose not to get a car, so I walk to work or I ride my bike to work. I think it's having the conversations with different people who are listening now. Because like I say, we all can make a difference. I think it's in my diet. I've changed the way I eat recently because, again, I'm no longer training to be the fastest, the strongest. I'm just trying to live a life, and I don't need to consume the proteins that I was consuming as an athlete. But again, it's like what I thought I knew wasn't always right. So in a personal way, I'm making the shift, and I think that's part of it is because, like, I'm from Dominica. And to me personally, climate change didn't affect me directly until then because that was when Hurricane Maria hit the island, and it was a Category 2, 3. When a lot of my family members went to bed and it turned into Category 5. And it took us over a week to find my grandmother. When things hit you is when you wake up. And my today, what I said is, like, don't wait for something personally to hit you for you to wake up. It's time for all of us to wake up. So I think for me, it's starting to just live a different lifestyle and reading up and taking that time once a day. Or, you know, I mean, we're on our phones so often, maybe reading an article on climate change and educating myself so that when I do speak, I am informed and I can, through my words, create a change of action.
And leading an organization, are there any specific ideas you already want to implement or are thinking of?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the things when I get back. I mean, at CONCACAF, it's something we're mindful of. You know, we hold many big tournaments. So it's again, having the information to make the right changes. And I think this is what's happening now because it's become an emergency on this earth that we all play a role. So now looking back and saying, how can we make things more sustainable? How can we change things? How can we use our voice to do different things? And I think that's the whole point of this, is that we are all more aware, we're all more mindful, and we all actually take the responsibility of doing something, each and every person.
And of the people you've spoken to and interacted with, the things you've seen, the projects you've seen exhibited, what gives you hope? Are you hopeful?
I'm extremely hopeful. I think whenever you're surrounded by passionate people, it gives you that extra drive. And, you know, coming from a team sport, I know what it's like to be connected on something bigger than yourself. You know, in 2012 when we won our medal, it was because we were connected on something bigger than just winning a medal. We wanted to inspire a generation. And here you see people connected on that initiative of how can we change people's perception of how important that each and everyone's role is. How can we win this race against climate change? And the athlete in me loves winning. And the idea of being in a race with everybody being on the same team, I think that's what inspires me.